Good morning. High pressure is locked in from the Maritimes through New England and encompassing all of New York and really all the way back into the Ohio Valley. Clear skies and light winds producing chilly temperatures this morning and a lot of places waking up in the 30s, even some frost around in the normally cooler spots, with some locations waking up in the upper 20s and below freezing in the lower 30s. But everyone will have a nice rebound. That same high pressure system will generate a ton of sunshine today. And as the sun gets higher in the sky this morning, temperatures will turn around and bounce back through the 30s and 40s into the 50s before long, and most of us will have afternoon highs in the lower and middle 60s. That high pressure system will generate a southeast wind flow beginning later today, but especially tonight and tomorrow. With that onshore flow, some clouds will be generated tonight, and with partly to mostly cloudy skies, not nearly as cool, but still back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. So tomorrow we'll have our cloudy periods, maybe even a passing shower across the higher terrain. Some sunshine will mix in, especially in the valleys, and with that wind riding around to the south, we'll see temperatures soar into the lower 70s. A cold front will make an approach from the west for the second half of the weekend. Out ahead of it, an increasing and gusty southwest wind. That'll bring in more humidity and late summer-like warmth with highs near 80 under a mix of sun and clouds. As that front draws closer by late afternoon on Sunday and into Sunday evening, a round of scattered showers and even some thunderstorms are possible as it passes through. Behind the front, blustery and much colder air flowing in for the early part of next week, with highs only in the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday, and mostly sunny but remaining blustery and cool on Tuesday with highs only near 60 before we warm it up through the 60s for the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a digging upper-level trough over the western United States will bring unsettled weather throughout the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies. Meanwhile, onshore flow will encourage moisture to flow across the region, which will promote higher elevation snow throughout the Washington and Oregon Cascades in addition to the northern Rockies. Snowfall will be heavy at times, and winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued. Meanwhile, a cold front will strengthen as it moves from the plains to the Mississippi Valley this weekend, creating the focus for showers and thunderstorms. This region does have a slight risk for severe thunderstorms, with hail and wind damage being the primary risks. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Ophelia, located well out over the eastern Atlantic Ocean, about 615 miles southwest of the Azores. Ophelia is moving toward the east-northeast near 8 miles per hour, and this motion with an increase in forward speed is expected through Saturday. A turn toward the northeast with an additional increase in forward speed is expected Saturday night. On the forecast track, the center of Ophelia will pass near or to the southeast of the southeastern Azores tomorrow and tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are near 105 miles per hour with higher gusts. Only slight weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Ophelia could affect Ireland and the UK with rain and strong wind gusts by early next week. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under clear skies and 41 degrees with a south wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 35, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.47 inches, and now it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower to mid-60s, Boston sunny, lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 54, that's 3 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month, 72/100ths, and for the year, 35.25 inches, which is 4.35 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 1930, and the record low, 24, in 1981. Sunrise this morning at 7:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:16 p.m. 11 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, a passing shower possible tonight in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, just the outside risk of a shower in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, just the risk of a passing shower and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some cloudy periods mixed with a little bit of sunshine, lower 70s. Windy and warm on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds up to 80. Increasing humidity will lead to some late-day showers or even a thunderstorm in the evening. This will be followed by a sharp cool-down on Monday. Partly sunny, breezy, only in the 50s for highs. Back to 60 with mostly sunny skies Tuesday, and in the mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.